Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
11th Hour Productions presents Kill the Boy, a Coach Studios and Audioblivious production, starring Sarah Golding, Jeremy Hennessy, and Dane Leonardson. Written by Scott Phillips. Co-directed by Scott Phillips and Dane Leonardson. Music and sound design by Dane Leonardson.
Mom? Ugh, so hot in here. Mom!
I'm in the kitchen.
Hi, Mom. Guess the repairman hasn't shown up yet.
No, he's been by already. Yeah, the compressor's shot.
Wonderful. How long until he can fix it?
Well, yeah, he can have it fixed by tomorrow, but I can't afford to have it fixed till next week, okay? I mean, what with moving and having to leave everything behind, I just don't have it, okay? I'm sorry, honey.
Don't worry, Mom. We still have the fans, and it's not too bad at night.
Yeah, I know, but still, yeah. Yeah, it's just another thing to add to the list. So, where did you run off to this morning?
I went to the antique mall over on Halem we saw the other day. It's a neat little store. Here, check out what I got.
Aww, this is kind of cute. What is it? Oh, it's an old tin toy or something.
No, it's a penny bank, and it still works. Do you have a coin?
Yeah. Hold on. Here you go.
Thank you. Now, watch the fishing pole.
Oh, that's adorable.
I also found this awesome old book. Look at the artwork, Mom. The detail is incredible. Especially this picture.
Yeah, those are definitely detail. Aw, Jeremy, this is creepy. No, I can't look at this. Ah, I mean, what are those pictures of? Huh? What language is this?
It's not creepy. Just different. I don't know. And neither did the guy who sold it to me. I was kind of hoping you would know. Being a teacher and all.
Look, I'm an elementary school teacher, okay? Not an expert on creepy old books and strange languages. I deal with kids eating paste and teaching the alphabet. This is a little out of my realm of knowledge, okay? Did you get anything else?
As a matter of fact, I did. Close your eyes.
A surprise, huh? Oh, wait, it's not another creepy old book, is it?
Close your eyes and find out. Mom, no peeking.
Sorry, okay. Open it.
Okay, now open them. Ta-da!
Oh.
I picked this up for you. It's an antique teacher's desk bell. Pretty cool, isn't it? And on this side, it even has a school name and date inscribed on it. Look, Hickory Grove Elementary, 1913. Do you like it? I thought it might be a nice good luck charm for you.
I love it. Oh, Jeremy. This is so thoughtful. Aw, thank you, honey. It will look perfect on my desk.
The little ringy, chimey thingy is missing, but other than that, it's in good shape. Besides, I know how you love fixing things, so I figured it would be something fun for you to work on.
You know, I do enjoy a good craft project. Oh, thank you again, Jeremy. Hey, Now, what are your plans for the rest of your day?
I was going to take this book to the library and see if anyone knows anything about it. After that, Jason and I are supposed to hang out.
Another new friend. We've only been here 3 days and you already know half the people on the block. Amazing.
What can I say? I'm a likable person.
Well, that you are. Yes. You know, I'm glad you're making new friends, Jeremy. Because I know these past few months haven't been easy on you, but, you know, I want you to know how proud I am of you for the way you've handled it all, okay? Now, I don't know if I would have gotten through it myself without your support. Yeah, I mean that, Jeremy. I mean, it took you to make me realize it was time for a change. I'm sorry that change hasn't quite turned out the way we had planned so far, but it'll get better, honey. You know, I promise. I mean, I know I sound like a broken record, but I am sorry about this whole mess, okay? You don't deserve to have to go through this with me. It's my fault. I should have seen what your father was doing. I should have tried.
Mom, it's okay. Really. You don't have to explain or apologize for anything. We both know it's not your fault. I'm just glad you are doing better and are happy. Besides, I'm starting to like this place. And I'm also hungry. What's for lunch? Is it that sandwich? Is that what's for lunch?
Sure. Wait, you can have my sandwich for your lunch. And, thank you again, honey, for everything.
No, thank you, Mom, for the sandwich. Oh, that's Jason. I gotta go, Mom.
But hey, aren't you at least gonna finish your sandwich, Mr. Popular?
Nah, I'll take it with me. Bye, Mom. I'll be home in time for dinner.
Bye, honey. Bye. It's miserable in here. Well, let's see if we can't get you working again, little Belle.
Mom! I'm back! Mom? What's for dinner?
Chicken casserole. Yeah. Yeah, it should be ready in a few minutes. Hey, did you go to the library?
Yeah, so I stopped by, but nobody could tell me anything about the book. Not even that creepy old lady who looks like she eats souls.
Oh, Jeremy, she is a nice, harmless little old lady. You should be nicer to her.
I don't want to be anything to her. She creeps me out. Mr. Carlson took some pictures and sent them off to his friends to see if any of them knew about it. So we're waiting to hear back from them.
Come on, put that creepy thing away. Dinner's ready.
All right, I'm starving.
Give me a plate, honey. Come on. There. Happy now?
I'll tell you in a minute.
You're welcome. Hey, did you see what your mother did while you were away?
Mm. Besides making me delicious food? And by the way, I am happy. This is really good.
Well, you know, I'm glad you approve. Look, I fixed the bell. Yeah, I wanted to wait till you got home before I tried it. So.
Neat! Can I have the first ring?
Well, of course.
That's awesome. Good job, Mom.
Thank you.
I'll get it.
No, don't worry. I'll see who it is. You just keep on eating. Go on.
Hello? Hello?
Was it those kids again? I told them we didn't want any more cookies.
No, it wasn't anybody. Hey, maybe those kids are mad at you for not buying their cookies, huh?
You should stand out in the yard, ringing your bell and screaming gibberish at them next time. They'll run away, afraid of crazy old bell lady, and leave us alone. Oh, take this book and wave it with the other hand. That doesn't keep them away. Nothing will.
Maybe so something like this. Get off my lawn, you dirty little brats!
Mom? You sure there was no one at the door?
I'm sure.
Mom, call the cops. I'm gonna take a look.
Thank you again, officer. Thank you. Goodbye.
What did he say, Mom?
He said they didn't find anything. They even went round back and checked the shed. Nothing there either.
Well, I sure didn't see anyone. They would have had to pass us to leave. I'm going to go double check outside, Mom. I'll be right back.
Jeremy, be careful.
I'll be fine, Mom. Don't worry. I have my trusty ball bat with me. Hit 6 home runs with this baby last year.
Kill him.
Jeremy?
Kill the boy.
Oh, what? Oh, Jeremy. It's you. Were you just... Did you... Are you messing with me? Is this your idea of fun? Like, I don't have enough to deal with already.
Mom, what are you talking about? I was right next to you when it happened. And I'm just as freaked out as you are. I'm not carrying around a bat for fun.
You. You're right. You're right, honey. I'm so sorry, Jeremy. I shouldn't have accused you. I know this isn't your fault. It's just...
Hey. Hey, it's all right, Mom. It's all right. We've both been through a lot lately.
Yeah.
I understand, Mom. It's okay.
I'm sorry,
Jeremy. It's okay.
Thank you. You're a good boy, and I am lucky to have you.
I think we're lucky to have each other. It's been a long day for both of us. Let's say we try to forget this and get some sleep. And tell you what. I'll even let you make me pancakes in the morning to make up for yelling at me. Deal?
Deal. I still need to clean up from dinner before...
Mom, it can wait until morning. Come on, you need some rest. Here, take your bell. That way if you hear anything, you can ring it and wake me up. And if we do find someone, I'll bash them with my musty old book and scare them with the pictures inside.
You know, they're more than enough to scare me. You're right. It can wait. And, you know, it's a good idea about the bell... Though you may end up regretting it when I wake you up in the middle of the night with it asking for a glass of water.
On second thought, Mom, can I sleep in your room with the door locked and my baseball bat? Yes! Pancakes! How did you know that's what I wanted?
Well, call it mother's intuition.
Thanks, Mom. These are awesome.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure I could put a boiled shoe in front of you and get the same response.
Probably, but these are still some awesome pancakes. Aw, crap!
Please tell me someone's at the front door.
No, Mom. That came from underneath us. From the cellar.
No, not again.
It'll be okay, Mom. I'm not gonna let anyone hurt you again.
Oh, Jeremy, no. No, you can't go down there. Look, I'll call the police. We can wait for them to go look.
It's my job to protect you, Mom. We've been through enough as it is. I'm not gonna let anyone hurt or scare us anymore.
No, Jeremy, please, don't.
Hello? Who's down there? Come out now! Hello? I'm gonna take a look, Mom. Get your bell off the table and use it to signal if you see or hear anything. okay?
Okay, okay, but Jeremy...
If anyone is down here, you need to come out. We are afraid of you.
Kill him.
Ma! Are you okay? What?
Jeremy? Oh, I got scared and rang the... What's happening? Where is that smell coming from? It smells like something's burning? Or... What did you do? Tell me. Why are you doing this to me? I've told you I'm sorry 1,000 times. Do you think this is the life I wanted for us? Do you think I'm happy with the way things
Mom,
have turned
Mom,
out?
Mom, please. This isn't my fault. I swear.
Of course it's not your fault. I guess it wasn't your father's fault either, huh? You men, always taking, always wanting more when they already have everything they need. But no, that's not good enough for you. I'm not good enough for you.
Oh, please, stop it. I'm sorry, okay? I don't know for what, but I'm sorry. Please calm down, Mom. You're scaring me. Why are you doing this?
Jeremy.
I love you. Please.
Jeremy, what have I done? I don't know what's happening. I don't know why. Look at Jeremy, your face. Oh, honey, I am so sorry. Am I going crazy? Oh, please forgive me. Oh, I love you too. Oh, more than anything. That's why we left your father. That's why we moved here. That's why I...
Mom, take a deep breath and relax. Everything's all right. Look at me. I know how much it hurt you to leave Dad, and I know you did it so we could be safe and have a better life. I know, Mom. You sacrificed everything for us. I don't know what's going on here, but it's not good, whatever it is. I don't know about you, but I hope we get out of the house and away from whatever is going on for a while. I think it would do us both some good.
You're right. You're right. We should... Yeah, we just need to relax. Yeah, you're starting high school tomorrow. I start my new job at the elementary and... maybe just... The stress of it all and the heat, it's just been a little overwhelming. You know, I'll clean up in the kitchen while why don't you go and get ready, okay?
Okay. Do you want any help cleaning up?
No, I can handle it, but thank you. Hurry up. Come on. The sooner we can leave, the better.
I couldn't agree with you more. Here, you drop this.
Oh. I dented it. Huh. Hope it still works. What? No. Jeremy, I'll clean up later. Are you about ready, honey? I still can't believe you said that to the waiter.
What can I say? If he didn't want to know, he shouldn't have asked. I was just being honest.
Well, yeah, well, maybe a little too honest, huh? Oh, God. Okay, I'm gonna start getting my stuff ready for tomorrow, okay? Hey, do you have everything you need?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but I'm gonna double check and get my stuff ready, too. Have you seen my phone charger?
Last I saw it was in the kitchen, I think, next to the window.
Found it! Wow, it is really cold off in here.
Yeah, thankfully. Now, let me know if you're missing anything for tomorrow, okay?
I will.
Okay. Ugh, it smells like burnt charcoal in here. Jeremy, are you still planning on riding with Jason in the morning, or do you want me to take you?
Jason said it's cool to ride with him.
Huh?
Do you know where my black tennis shoes are?
In the laundry room. Yeah, they should be dry by now. Hey, do you want me to pack your lunch for tomorrow? Jeremy? Oh!
Don't forget your new good luck charm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you are my good luck charm, not this. But, you know, it is very cute and very thoughtful. Thank you again, you lovely man.
Did you leave the TV on?
No. No, it's been off since we left.
We need to go, Mom.
But we...
No! We're leaving! Now! This is out of control!
Jeremy! Look, I'm scared too, honey, but let go of me! Look, you're hurting my arm! Jeremy, stop!
Mom, please! We have to get out of here! I don't care where we go or where we stay. Something bad is about to happen here. We both know it. And I really don't want to find out what it is.
I know, but we don't have any place to go.
We can go to Jason's. We'll tell his parents there was a gas leak or something. They'll let us stay with them. And in the morning, we can... Mom? Did you buy an axe?
What? No! Of course I didn't buy it.
Then whose axe is that?
Oh my God. This isn't funny, Jeremy. I have had enough of this. Well, tell your little friend Jason to come out right now and knock this off.
Mom,
no!
I...
Enough of your lies. Enough of these games. This stops now. I mean, you think I'm stupid, don't you? Huh? Well, so did your father. Yeah? I figured him out, and now I've figured you out, too. You, your father, those kids, they're all the same. Laughing at me, taunting me, never missing a chance to tell me how old I was, how ugly and worthless I am. Oh, well, I showed them. I showed those kids and their stuck-up parents what happens when you push me too far. Now I'm gonna show
Mom,
you.
Mom, this isn't a joke. Well, Mom, just put the axe down and talk to me.
No more endless pain. No more ties that bind. No more children's wicked lies.
Kill him now.
No. Mom!
It's too late to forgive. It's too late to be saved. The axe has been sharpened, and all debts must be paid.
Mom! Oh, God, Mom! Please! No!
The time for retribution is at hand. Make the children scream. This I demand.
Please! I love you. Don't do this, Mom! No!
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.